On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg will reach a high of 26 degrees this afternoon, Pretoria 28 and Polokwane 32. National Coloured Congress leader Fadil Adams has accused KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi of lacking ethics. Speaking in Cape Town, Adams denied the charges he laid against National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola was a retaliation for Mkhwanazi's claims of political interference in the police service. Adams claimed Mkhwanazi's press conference was an attempt to protect corrupt allies in crime intelligence.
Mkhwanazi's press conference comes to save his friends in crime intelligence, who I feel belong in jail. As a matter of fact, I don't know if the man has ethics. He issued a threat at me yesterday. Here's my response. Next week, General Mkhwanazi, I will lay charges about the extrajudicial killings of children that's happening in KZN. Secondly, if General Sabir has done anything, somebody send me a document.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, has threatened to down tools at Ford South Africa if the company continues with retrenchments. The American auto giant has started the process of laying off over 400 employees at its two plants in Pretoria and Gqeberha. Cliff Shiko reports.
The automotive company served retrenchment notices earlier this month, saying it is streamlining its manufacturing operations. This will result in the discontinuation of 474 jobs, which include operator posts, administrative roles, fixed-term contract roles that will be discontinued by December. NUMSA's Evan Jim.
Had Ford been concerned about its workforce, it would have agreed to descend VSPs proposed by NUMSA to be offered in the first instance to workers who are 55 and above in terms of age with long service years, and thereafter to workers who are 50 and above.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
The DA in Tshwane claims the metro's revenue collection has plunged from 93% in September 2024 to 81% a year later under the ANC-EFF Action SA coalition. The mayoral candidate, Sylvia Brink, says the 12 percentage point drop revealed in the latest budget report threatens Tshwane's financial stability and ability to pay Eskom. He says the city is 857 million rand deficit and scrapped city cleansing levy have left it without a credible recovery plan. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says claims of a so-called white genocide in South Africa are baseless and politically motivated. DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Peary says the narrative misrepresents the country's crime problem and undermines social cohesion. Peary added the government is committed to protecting all citizens.
This is further evidenced by the courageous and patriotic open letter from the prominent members of the Afrikaner community, and the limited uptake of this offer by South Africans is a telling indicator of this reality.
And finally, an Australian family with millions of online fans are relocating to the UK to avoid their home country's social media ban for under-16s, which starts in December. Known as the Empire Family, the four-member unit all post videos of their daily lives. Australia's ban, touted as a world first, will mean Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, X and YouTube must take reasonable steps to prevent those under 16 years from creating accounts and deactivate existing ones. View these and other stories at jackrandfm.com. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen and back with your next bulletin at 9.
But now, just evading the country and going to another country, these laws are going to go spread worldwide, though.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's extreme.
Going to an entire another country.
I don't know about that.
Wow, okay. All right. Elsa will be back again at 9 a.m. Thank you so much. Have a lekker one. Let's get into some music. Charlie Puth and Gracie Abrams. And then we're going to be giving some shout-outs or some good luck messages to our incredible Proteas woman. 084-850-0942 here on Jacaranda FM. That's send them some good luck messages.